And hello, friend.
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And away we go. Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show presented by our friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle. Be sure and visit McConnellAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, as today we're broadcasting live from our McConnell Automotive Bridgestone Golf Studios, today located at the Timber Creek Golf Club Restaurant in Daphne, Alabama. We are excited about today. It's going to be a lot of fun. There is absolutely no doubt about it, as I have got a cast of characters that are with me today. And I'll tell you, when you have a cast of characters like this, there's only one theme song you can think of. That's right, some bad boys right here. So we call him the dog at Quail Creek. Here's our good friend, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
Hey, great to be here. Always good to be up here at Timber Creek visiting with my friend Rob. And beautiful sunshine out there. Temperatures are going to warm up today. I think it's going to get to 54, so get out and play some golf. And come see us at Timber Creek. Come see us at Quail Creek. And if you don't have a place to play, call us. We'll certainly squeeze you in.
There you go. There you go. We got a lot to talk with you about. But next up, we call him the big guy, the Raging Cajun. He is the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, my good friend, Mr. Rob Bradley. Roberto, how you doing, brother?
Man, I tell you what, I'm so excited that sun's out finally. I felt like the Maytag repairman for a little while there cold weather and rain. And one day I was sitting in the shop by myself. And I like it right now. The restaurant's full. People are teeing off. The driving range is full. So this is what I like.
Well, I'll tell you, it is a beautiful, beautiful day for golf. There is no doubt about it. And the guy that's got your golf course in great shape, and he's going to talk a little bit about what's happening out on your range. Guys, we are letting you know, Top Tracer is here. It is right here. And the guy's going to tell us all about it is your superintendent, Mr. Adam Day. Adam, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Randy. How are you today?
I'll tell you what, if I got any better, I'd be – Rob.
Oh, my goodness.
I would say a twin, but I'm already a twin. So, but no, you know, we've got a ton to get into today. And I got to tell you, there's some things going on that kind of interesting on the PGA Tour. But before we do that, let's go ahead and get you set up. Well, when you hear that, you know we have got a guest on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, and we'll have David Musial. He's a general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. We call him the professor of golf for dummies. As you know, he always has a theme song that goes with his tip. Are you ready for this? Today's theme song comes from the band Yes.
Oh, I love
the
it.
The song, Leave It. This should be a pretty interesting tip.
Yes.
Okay, should be a lot of fun. But look, we're going to get you caught up on the official world golf rankings along with the professional tour leaderboards. We're going to talk about the PGA Tour and what's going on with some top PGA Tour members. Remember, they're not playing at Pebble Beach. Bobby, you said it a little while ago before we came on, if you took that leaderboard at Pebble Beach, you compare it to today. There's names on there that you really might not recognize. Yeah, you know Jordan Spieth, you know Patrick Cantlay. But do you know some of these other guys? Hoagie, you know those guys?
I've heard of them, but I don't know them. Okay. I'm not used to seeing their name.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah,
well,
it's a different world.
It really is. Well, we're certainly going to talk about that. There's a new number one on the LPGA. All right, we'll get you caught up on all that. But a lot to get into today. And, by the way, if you want to jump on, you got a question or a comment, you're more than welcome to do that at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. I give you that number because we're also going to be giving away some things today.
Yes.
So make sure you have it on speed dial, 251-343-0106. Before we get going and the whole show here, we've got Adam for just a short time. And, Adam, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on out at the range. It's called Top Tracer Range, the Top Tracer technology for folks that maybe are not familiar with that. If you watch golf on TV, when you see those lines when the ball is hit, that's Top Tracer technology, part of Top Golf. Talk about that a minute.
Yeah, Randy, it's really been a great addition here at Timber Creek. You know, it really does cater to golfers of every level. You've got your avid golfers that are wanting to get a tool to take their game to the next level that they can go out, they can use the practice mode, you can gap your wedges, you can work on your distance control. You know, you have your amateur golfer that just likes to get out, kick back a couple of beers. They can get out there. Not a great weather day. We got heaters underneath there. You can play Pebble Beach. They just recently added Pinehurst number 2. Get out there, play virtual golf, and still actually be able to see the ball flight itself, not just hit into a screen.
You know, one of the things, we were out here last Saturday for our GCGA Tour kickoff, and we had some guys that went out because it was too cold to play. Went out there, you had the heaters on. And, Adam, you were there. You set them all up. And one thing, Robin, you'll love this, one thing that they all came out of there saying is, I'm addicted. I'm addicted to this. They could not, as cold as it was,
yes,
they could stop hitting a golf ball.
That is correct. I mean, I think we were out there for almost a solid hour,
yeah,
just hitting golf balls, hitting different shots, working, you know, checking out the closest to the pin, you know, 88-yard shot, and we're out there flopping 7 irons just to see who could put it the closest. I mean, like I said, it is a great tool, whether you're competitive or you're just trying to work on your game or you're just trying to hang out. It is a fantastic place to come.
You know, one of the things, Bob, you as a teacher, and of course, Rob,
yes,
you as a teacher, and your capabilities, Adam, out of the golf course, are what folks really want to try to do when they go play this wonderful game is they always want to try to shoot lower scores. One of the ways you can do that, and Bob, you and I have been out there, all right, it is a unique tool to be able to work on your game and hone in those distances that we sometimes, and here's a funny thing. Adam, you were right there, me and the publisher of our magazine, Joey Johnson, who does a great job on that magazine. We're out there hitting a driver thinking that we're going to bomb this about 260. We're not throwing the number out there, okay?
So keep that. Let's keep that confidential.
Yeah, let's keep that way confidential because it was about the distance of a 6-iron, okay?
It was cold that day. Yep.
But it's something you can work on, Bobby.
Well, it certainly is. I used to have an old saying, or still have an old saying, don't let the computer run your business. Now, what do I mean by that? The computer is out there to help you get your yardages. That, no doubt about that. It'll show you your ball flight. Are you slicing it really bad? A little fade? What do you want to work on? So the computer will give you that technology, but it doesn't run your business, meaning come see Rob, see a professional, see an instructor, and let them help you and use the data and the information you get to hone your game. So the computer's great. The launch monitors are great, but what the heck is it telling you? Well, you still need those eyes, and you still need the instruction to help you get there. If you're hitting that big banana fade and you're losing yardage, you need to hit it square in the club face to get your distance back. Rob can help you. Bobby Hall can help you.
Absolutely.
Ray Schuessler can help you. All the great guys in the area, find a good instructor and let them put their eyes on that technology. But come see it, and if you're honing in your distances and your wedges, I encourage you to come use it because it is a great tool.
Well, we always say that. There's no better thing to do than get another set of eyes on your swing, because if you're doing the same thing over and over and over, isn't that part of insanity or stupidity? Okay,
yes.
Just continue doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result.
You're getting real good at it.
Adam, before we let you get out of here, you mentioned there's some other things you could do. You can go out here, you can practice on it. You can play different golf courses. There is one that our buddy Big 89 really enjoyed, the go fish portion of the game.
That is correct.
I hope he's listening.
He is, I'm sure.
We've had several. You know, we have the Heal My Swing Clinic out here. It's a junior clinic. I did a couple of demonstrations for them out there, and that was the number one game that all of these young kids loved to play, was the go fish. You hit a golf ball, the cameras pick it up, you catch a virtual fish. There's nothing better than getting somebody into the game of golf where, yeah, they might not have hit it great, but they made contact, and it's showing them, hey, you did what you're supposed to.
Right.
But fantastic tool for that as well, as well as enjoyment. I mean, you can get out here, have your kids on one bay, you're playing competitively on the other one, they stay occupied. It's just a great time overall. Mm-hmm.
Timber Creek is the only one around that has something like,
yep,
this. And we certainly encourage you to check that out. Adam, course conditions out here right now. I know it's been a little cold. How are you doing out here at Timber Creek?
We're in pretty good shape. You know, the number one thing that everybody's been fighting has been the weather. It's been cloudy. It's been wet. It's been cold. I think we've had more frost delays in the last couple of weeks than we've had in the last,
yes,
couple of years. But we're working on a lot out here.
Adam, good to have you on, man, and look forward to having you back on real soon. All right, there's Adam Day, the superintendent out here at Timber Creek. We'll take our first time out. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on the leaderboards, and we're going to talk about the PGA. Yep, there's some changes a-coming. Don't go anywhere. This is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
And as always, Boom, we thank you for that introduction. The LPGA finished yesterday at Fort Myers, Florida, for the 20, where the 20-year-old Leona McGuire became the first Irish winner in LPGA Tour history, closing with a 5-under-67 and finishing at 18-under for a three-stroke victory in the LPGA Drive-On Championship at Crown Colony. Lexi Thompson finished second at 15-under. The DP Tour just finished from UAE, United Arab Emirates, for the Ross, and I hope I say this, hope I don't butcher it up too bad, the Ross Al Khaimah Championship. Your winner, the 20-year-old twin from Denmark, Nikolaj Højgaard. He finished at 24-under, four strokes better than England's Jordan Smith. This is Hogarth's second professional tour victory. The Korn Ferry Tour, they are in Panama City. No, Rob, that's not Florida. It's Panama City, Panama. Four sit atop the leaderboard, America's Zach Fisher, Andrew Cozon, Jimmy Stenger, and England's Ben Taylor, all sit at 400. Mobile's Robbie Shelton and Birmingham's Zach Zucker did not make the cut. The Asian Tour just finished in Saudi Arabia for the public investment fund Saudi International. And boy, quite the stir surrounding this tournament, because 20 PGA Tour members playing in this tournament versus playing at Pebble Beach. We're going to talk more about that in just a bit. For a moment, though, it appeared as if Bubba Watson's birdie eagle finish would earn him at least a spot in a playoff. Instead, it was Harold Varner III playing his final two holes in 3-under, capped by a dramatic eagle make at the par 5 closing hole at Royal Greens Golf and Country Club to notch the outright victory. Varner, the 54-hole leader, was leaking oil coming in, double bogeying the par 4 14th and then dropping another shot at the par 3 16th hole. Watson, meanwhile, he's in the clubhouse at 12-under as Varner finished one stroke better at 13-under. The PGA Tour wraps up today from Pebble Beach, California, for the 2022 A&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Tom Hoagie, Bo Hostler, and Andrew Putnam all sit at 15-under. Patrick Cantlay, Joel Damon, and Jordan Spieth just one back at 14-under. And a reminder, the GCGA Tour cranks back up this coming Saturday and Sunday, February the 12th and 13th, for the two-man, two-day, two-course tournament. It's Birdies by the Bay. Go to GCGATour.com for more information and to register. You've still got time, so grab a partner and come play with us. GCGATour.com. Come on, it's your tour. There you go. You're now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That is your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, as we are broadcasting live today from Timber Creek Golf Club in Daphne, Alabama. Glad to have all of you on board with us that are listening to us along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Florida, Mississippi. You've got us tuned into FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you with us, as well as our friends in Central Alabama, where you're listening to us on, well, it's Central Alabama, Fox Sports Central Alabama on 98.3, and Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, Lake Martin, Sylacauga, the whole Central Alabama area. Glad to have all of you with us. Listen, you can keep us with us, or keep us with you, keep us with us.
Yeah,
you can do that as well.
Way, both Rob, ways, you know what
I'm saying? All right, but all you need to do is get the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's simple, it's free, it only takes seconds to upload. And or you can install the Our Heart Radio app and search Radio Alabama. Just a quick note, our brand new edition of the Lifestyle magazine, Southern Fairways, it's out on the street. Joey has done a great job with it as well. So be sure and check one out. But also check us out on our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. The digital version is there. You can see it. It's fantastic. And Bobby, don't you? You do a lot. You put a lot in there as well. So we're glad for all of your material and content that you put in there.
Well, you're welcome. I try to
thank
help.
You.
I try to help when I can,
you
wherever
do a great
I can.
Job.
When I
you,
can.
Do, you do a great job. There is no doubt.
You know, thank goodness for spell check on the computer. That's all I got to say.
Amen to that.
No doubt.
Amen to that.
I want to get into the PGA. What's going on with the PGA Tour? But let me just mention this to you, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and I'm not being anti-American in any way at all. But this is not what you will hear at my house over the next little while. You won't be here now.
No, me neither.
Okay.
No, I'm with you. I haven't watched.
A lot of folks will say, man, just not watching the Olympics.
Yeah.
Just not going to do it. Not trying to get political in any way, but man, what is going on?
You know, Southern Miss has had some poor football over the years. Where am I going with this? I still love an athlete that gets out there and competes because he plays his heart out, and that's what he
Yes.
You know, it may not be winning. So I will say this to the athletes that made it to the Olympics. Great. Good
Yes.
for you. I hope you do well. I hope you bring home a lot of gold
I
medals.
Do too.
But media right now, I'm with you. I'm just it doesn't excite me to turn it on. I just
well, even some of our leaders, though, not to get political here, but some of our leaders are saying, don't say anything that's going to get the Chinese upset.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say something like you do anything to them and you got the wrath of USA
I saw
on you?
The media guy that got pulled away from his microphone
from
and all
Denmark,
that.
I think.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's crazy. So it's an upside down world right
it's
now.
It's a little bit insulting to our intelligence, and that is that I share Bobby's sentiment, and that is that obviously our support and our admiration is not less to the athletes themselves. For all the hard work and everything that the Olympics represents from that standpoint, they have our full support. The challenges we were talking about is that there's an insult to our intelligence and that they're trying to lead us to an agenda. And the American people that are astute and alert aren't going to fall for it.
Exactly.
And so we're going to step back a little bit and protest and hope that sends a message to the powers to be and say, hey, the American people are not asleep. We're still awake and we love America.
There's no question about that for sure, Rob. Well said, no doubt. Let's turn and talk about the PGA. All right. Of course, we know the Pebble Beach Pro-Am is going on right now in an iconic Pebble Beach. It is absolutely beautiful. There is no doubt about that. But sometimes money overrules beauty, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and not
man.
To say that there's anything unbeautiful about Saudi Arabia or anything like that. But for the PGA Tour right now, there's some of your top guys. And, again, Bobby, we talked about this. Rob, we talked about this before we came on. You got 20 PGA Tour members that have decided that they're not going to play at Pebble Beach where you would normally see them. They've decided to go play on the Asian Tour where they're playing in Saudi Arabia. And Phil Mickelson, who will hear what his comments are in just a few moments, they're really kind of upset with the PGA Tour and what's going on with the greed, the obnoxious greed, if you will, from the PGA Tour.
Well, Phil's been pretty vocal about that, and I can't wait to hear more and more about it. I still don't know enough to really make some heavy comments about it. First of all, going against the grain, you know, raised around the PGA Tour, that was it. But I understand there is a lot of money behind the scenes. Brad made a good point a while ago about college athletes now are able to accept the royalties for what they're doing, and why shouldn't a PGA Tour player? I don't understand why caddies are out there too. They're earning a job. Why can't they get a little something for, you know, they're carrying around all the markers and what the PGA Tour wants to do. So I have some questions I'd like to ask too, but I'm certainly not in the driver's seat to make, you know, any really reprehensible comments about it. I don't like it. But then again, you know, maybe there's something to it. There's a question I would like to ask that just ponders in my mind since this started. He's out of commission, had the horrible wreck, but Tiger Woods, of course, is not playing. But I haven't heard what would Tiger do.
Yeah.
If he was healthy and playing, and let's say he was – is he going to jump over there? I mean, they're offering Bryson DeChambeau $131 million, and they said Tiger's made $121 million on the tour making cuts and everything, but he didn't get any guaranteed money, and now they're going to offer him $131 million just to jump over there and start playing. Woo.
Yeah.
If Tiger was healthy, is he going to get that offer? Would he leave right now?
It would be interesting.
That's a great question.
Here's the Golf Channel. Channel reporting on this real quick.
And amidst the controversy surrounding this event, several top players met the media in Saudi yesterday, including Phil Mickelson, who was asked about the larger possibility of a Saudi-backed golf league. Mickelson said he appreciated the potential rival tour because of the leverage it gives to PGA Tour players. In his view, the PGA Tour's increased purses and bonus programs would not be possible without that potential competition. In a later interview with John Huggin, Mickelson went a little bit deeper. He said, quote, my ultimate loyalty is to the game of golf and what it has given me. I am so appreciative of the life it has provided. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where things are headed, but I know I will be criticized. That's not my concern. All that would do is dumb down one of the most intricate issues in sports. It would be so naive to not factor in all of the complexities. The media rights are but a small fraction of everything else. And it is the tour's obnoxious greed that has really opened the door for opportunities elsewhere.
You know, and Matt Ginella just tweeted out something talking about what the PGA Tour does get. And there's some validity to what Phil is saying there because they own everything. But there are some other top names, top name players on the PGA Tour, such as John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, who's playing at Pebble Beach. They have said that they would not be interested in playing in that new league. And it's headed up. Let me just read this for you real quick. The tournament is now part of the Asian Tour, which received a $300 million influx from Greg Norman's new LIV Golf Investments, which is funded primarily by Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. So yeah, they've got a ton of money.
Yep.
Again, thank you, United States. Okay. And there's a separation about to happen. The PGA Tour is basically saying right now as it stands that you can't play on both tours. Okay? You're going to have to make a decision. And if you go play on that one, you're not coming back is the way I understand this. So
have the USGA concerning the US Open and have the officials at the Masters made any comment about their field?
I have not seen that yet.
The Masters still wants the best players in the world, so they probably, my guess is, they won't worry about it. They'll get the best players there.
Yeah.
What about the U.S. Open and USGA? And
well, I think relevant. See,
well, yeah, not to cut you off, but here's the difference real quick.
Yeah.
Is Augusta National, which is a little, not the PGA Tour, they own all the media rights.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of difference there.
Well, just sitting back, and we're just with the audience, we're sitting around having a cup of coffee like probably three golfers are having at each country club across the America right now. We're just talking about it, and I open it up with Bobby's sentiment and that I don't know enough about it right now to speak with authority on the subject by any means, but just having a cup of coffee with a few friends, we'll pick it up a little bit after the break, okay?
We're going to talk more about that during the show, there's no doubt. All right, look, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to head to Foley, talked with David Musial, general manager of Glen Lakes. Golf for Dummies is coming up. You won't want to miss it.
Get her done. You know who this is Larry the Cable Guy, and you know who you're listening to? That's right, Randy Burgett on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. And if you're not listening to him, you're a communist. These boys is good.
And by the way, Bobby, maybe Larry, he's going to be in the area. He's going to be at Biloxi on March the 4th, I believe, if you have an opportunity and you want to go see a funny dude, you can go. And I believe is he at the Beau Rivage?
I believe so,
He's going to be on the Beau Rivage show, so check it out.
Gulf Coast.
Yeah, absolutely. Funny.
He's a funny
stuff.
Dude.
There is no question about it. No question about it. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, joined by my good friend, Mr. Bobby Hall. We call him the dog at Quail Creek. He is the director of golf there, along with the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek Golf Club in Daphne, Alabama, Rob Bradley. Glad to have both of you here. This hour's going by. I mean, it's zipping by. Let's head south, though. Let's talk with our good friend. He is the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club, one of our partners. He's the professor for Golf for Dummies, one Mr. David Musial. David, how you doing, pal?
Hey, doing great, Randy. Hope you guys are doing well today. Beautiful day for golf. We got a big crowd, and hope you guys up there seeing a lot of golfers get out today. What a great day for golf.
Well, it really is. And, I mean, it's going to warm up, as you mentioned, along the Gulf Coast in the mid-50s, probably in the high 40s to low 50s in central Alabama. Birmingham, you're going to be a little bit chillier than that. But for the most part, a great day to get out and start playing some golf. And everybody's about ready. I mean, we're watching it on TV. We're seeing it. We're ready to get out and play golf. And one of the things that we were talking about, David, at the beginning of the show was the fact that, listen, if you're trying to improve your golf game, why don't you get out and see your local PGA teaching professional? We've got some good ones in the area. There is no question about it. All along the Gulf Coast, in the state of Alabama, throughout the South, great PGA teaching professionals. You invest a lot of money in your clubs and your equipment. Why don't you budget just a little bit extra to come see that pro? Get those eyes on there and not continue doing the same thing over and over, wondering why my golf game and my score never goes any lower.
Yeah.
Why don't you let them see it and maybe help you out a little bit?
Well, without a doubt, and right now that high school season is just getting kicked off, and I know a lot of golf professionals getting out and working with a lot of these teams, a lot of these high school players, and getting their game sharpened up for the spring season. So a lot of excitement moving forward with golf, and we should see a lot of the juniors start to get back out again.
Well, David, I tell you what we're going to do. We want to talk with you a little bit more, but I think what we need to do right now is we need to go ahead and get that Golf for Dummies kicked off. Guys, today's right. theme song, it comes from the band Yes, Leave It. That's the song. Let's see what happens here. All right, D, take it away.
All right, in 2019, the USGA announced a change in the rules of golf, Rule 13-2, that the flagstick may be left in at all times. No penalty incurred if your ball strikes the flagstick when playing from the putting surface. Well, this leads us for some questions for our Golf for Dummy staff, and we'll try to answer some of these for you. So the standard-size flagstick, it is a better percentage chance all the time if we just leave the flagstick in. It also helps us to get to keep the ball close to the hole when we hit it too hard, and sometimes it may even go in, but we're going to be able to keep that ball close to the hole if we leave that flagstick in. On our downhill putts, we also increase those odds because if it's going too fast, if that flagstick was not in, it may bounce out, but we got a chance for it to go in with that flag left in. On our distance putts, leaving it in allows us to focus on the target and not lose sight of the hole, so we can leave that flagstick in. And it also speeds up play by not having anyone tend the flagstick for you. And though it may look odd for the traditionalists, the chances are statistically better for us if we listen to the band Yes and leave it. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies.
Oh, my goodness. Dave, you are right. That was a very, very good right there to leave it. Just leave the flagstick in, no doubt. Rob, comments on that?
Oh, I just got to say that I have to applaud David on the creativity. Right there. Who would listen to the Yes song and hear Leave It, and David comes up with Leave the Pin in there? That's creative. I give you kudos for that, brother.
Oh, I appreciate it. Well, you know, it's a change in the rules of golf that's odd for, you know, us guys. We've all been playing for, you know, 30, 40 years, and looking and you're on the putting green, you see somebody leaving the flagstick in, and it just looks odd. But statistically, for that average golfer, it's better just leave it in all the time.
That's good stuff. Bobby, your thoughts?
Well, if you're on the tour, the caddy's out of a job, but if you have a caddy, that's what he's there for, to tend that pin. No, realistically, there's sometimes I want it in, sometimes I want it out, but I'd have to say 75% of the time I like it left in.
There's
a few times it may be leaning against you because the wind's been blowing real hard, and it reduces the edge of the cup if you hit a good solid putt, which I don't do very often, but if I do, and it hits the center
depends
of the
on
cup,
which putter you're using.
So you have to be a little careful of that, but yeah. Other than that, I think 75 to 80% of the time I am going to leave it in.
And Bobby, and sometimes you have that 5-foot putt and it's flat, and you go, you know, I just don't want that flag in. I feel like I hit it a little too hard, and it smacks it and goes to the side, even though that they say, you know, statistically and through all the tests that it does go in more times than not. But sometimes it just seems kind of odd to have that flag in, and that's why the tour players go.
You know, you're absolutely right, and I mean, I'm one. You know me, Bobby. We play a lot of golf together, and Rob, we play together a lot. I like it typically out. But more and more, if I'm outside of that 20 feet,
yep.
I begin to really like it.
Me too.
Unless the wind's blowing and it's really moving, then it becomes a distraction for me. But I think it kind of gives you a little bit of a better target to aim
at. It
does. So, I'm with you.
David's point in there, and that is that the visual, when you're far away, it's hard to see a hole that may have undulations. And now you can see the pin. It does. It helps you. You know, it brings a greater attention to that spot.
If I could make just a quick comment on the rules of golf, as you interluded under, I believe it was Rule 13 on the flag, do remember that if you do ask to have it tinned, that you do have to go ahead and pull it out. You can't have somebody hold it and keep the wind from blowing and then release it and leave it in. So
that's a good point.
Just remember, if you're playing competitive golf or you're in your club championship or something that means something, and you do ask somebody to tin it, go ahead and they have to pull it out. Can't leave it in. But other than that, that was great, David. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it, guys. And
David,
want all of our golfers out there to play by the rules, play by the rules, and make you a better player by doing it.
No doubt. We're visiting with David Musial, the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club. Our Golf for Dummies, leave it by yes. Leave the pin in, okay? Yeah. Rob Bradley hanging out with us, Bobby Hall as well. I'm Randy Bergen. Guys, let's change for just a moment. Let's talk a little football as we typically do, especially when we have David on with us. All right, you got the Super Bowl coming up next Sunday, right? You got two teams, the Rams and the Bengals. And I will tell you, okay, and we will go back and play tape. I said both of them would be in there.
What?
Okay, both of them.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't have one penny on it.
Isn't that
I wish
luck?
I had.
Isn't that our luck? When we get it right, we don't have any money on it.
Yeah, right, and there's no money on it. But anyway, so the Rams and Bengals. David, how do you see it?
You know, I'm going to go with the Rams and Matthew Stafford. I just think that they're going to beat them. And you know, every single game that the Bengals have been the underdog and they found a way to win. So you just can't count out Burrow and what he's done, you know, so quickly. That franchise is just unbelievable. But hey, what's great for the NFL is that all these games have been so close, that the ratings have been really good for all of the playoffs through the NFL, and every one of them's come right down to the wire. You got two number four seeds here in the Super Bowl. I think it's great for football and, you know, to see some upsets and see some different teams in there. I'll take the
Rams. I agree with you. Hey, Dave, as always, man, it's always great to hang out with you. We encourage folks, if you have an opportunity, you're going to be down along the beach at some point. Stop in and see David at Glen Lakes. Put that on your playlist, 251-955-1220. It's how you can set your tee time up. They're only, what are you, 6 miles, 7 miles from the beach?
7 miles from the beach, and, you know, that we're right now we're the winter guest snowbird season, and things are really busy, and just appreciate all the listeners out there for coming out and supporting us.
All right, Dave. There you go. David Musial, general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. It is 27 wonderful holes.
Yep.
that you should go out and play for sure.
Yeah,
should
the snowbirds, please fill those golf courses up all the way from the golf all the way up to here. And we appreciate you very much.
Absolutely. Let's talk about y'all's golf courses real quick. Bobby, let's talk about Quail Creek for just a moment. Now, next Saturday, we're going to be at Lake Forest for our two-man, two-day, two-course event, birdies, by the way. We're going to start at Lake Forest on Saturday, and then we're going to be at Quail Creek on Sunday, okay, which we'll be broadcasting next Sunday from Quail Creek. Talk a little bit about the course conditions and what's going on out at Quail Creek.
We're real fortunate that the golf course is in real, real good shape, and the greens, we did not overseed this year, and the greens are really quick. So a little tip out there is leave it below the hole when you play at Quail Creek. The fairways, the ball's sitting up really good, although it's been cold and we've had the cool weather. The fairways are looking very good. Hopefully this next week we'll announce our new superintendent coming to Quail Creek. If everything works out, we're looking for a new superintendent. And I am going to tip my hat to the present crew that I have. Can't name them all, but Chris and Steven and Eric and Daryl, TC, they've all stepped up, done a little extra on their own. They've improved some things out there on their own. I'm not an agronomist, but they have been under me, and I've just kind of check in with me, let me know what's going on, let me know what supplies you need, and it's
Bobby, you're a lot of things. You're a lot of things. Agronomist. What is it? Agronomist.
I am not.
Yeah.
I am not.
But you do a great job out there.
I know what I want. Yeah. We know what the product we want. So I've learned a lot, and we're getting some new equipment. I will say that the city council and Mayor Sullivan are behind us 100%, which is nice. When you come to Quail Creek, make a tee time. We are busy every day. We have tee times through 2:30, 3 o'clock today, but it's in excellent shape. Please come see us. We're down on 181 south of Walmart.
A half a mile south of Walmart.
Walmart. Well,
and that phone number.
251-990-0240. But love to have you come play.
We're going to give away some golf coming up in just a few moments. But, Rob, talk a little bit about what's happening out here at Timber Creek.
I'll do that. But I just for a second, I have to pause and just say, how nice is it to have Bobby back?
It is great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, where'd he go?
Yeah.
You know, buddy,
it's great
you know?
To have him back.
And we're so glad to have him back. But, we share the sentiment with Bobby, and that is to get all the golfers out to the golf courses. Our golf course right now is in great shape as well. You've got to listen to Adam a little bit. We're doing some cart path work out of here. We recognize any challenges that we have. We've got a plan for them. We're turning them around. The greens are great. The fairways are good. The tee boxes are good. Plays up. The restaurant's booming. The food's good. We've kind of got it going on right now, and it's really a good feeling. And please, all the snowbirds out there, come on up and see all the local golf courses.
A lot of good things happening. No doubt about it. Hey, you want to give away? You want to give away something, Rob?
Yeah.
I'm going to come to you in just a minute, Bobby. So don't turn your eyes away from me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like Medusa as soon as I look
exactly.
at you.
Exactly. Thanks.
Yeah. What you want to give away, brother?
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's do two rounds of golf and two Top Tracer hours.
Oh wow.
Ooh,
okay.
Bam.
That's a nice.
We want the listeners out there to
let's
know.
Let's do this right here, real
them.
Quick. 251-343-0106. Here it is again. 251-343-0106. You're going to get two free rounds of golf with Cart.
Yep.
You're going to get 2 hours.
Yep.
Of bay time out here, and we're going to take the fourth phone call at 251-343-0106 is how you do that, okay? And Bobby, get ready because you're giving away some Quail Creek coming up in just a minute. Well, here's what we're going to do. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to bank that with something else.
Okay.
All right? So we'll do that. We'll do that for sure. I'm going to get you caught up on the official world golf rankings for both the PGA and the LPGA. We're going to do that in the next segment. But you got to say congratulations to my man, Victor Hovland. He came from a six shots from behind to earn his second DP World Tour and first Rolex Series title during the 2022 Dubai Desert Classic, moving him from world number 5 to world number 3, little Potsy Weber. And I've said it over and over, you better pay attention to him. This kid is good, okay?
Yeah.
He is good. All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to give away some more golf, and we're going to wrap up the show for today.
One subtle hello, Tiger began an amazing and unthinkable career.
I've done it for 20 years now with Bridgestone. It allows me to play an aggressive style around the greens, and it's allowed me to win a lot of money.
Bridgestone Golf, proud to be part of your journey.
We welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, along with the director of golf at Quail Creek, our good friend. I don't know if they get any better than this right here. Sweet swinging Bobby Hall, and of course our dear friend Rob Bradley, owner and general manager here at Timber Creek. And Bobby, I'm sorry that I stuttered there at the end.
Didn't stutter.
Ernest T. Bass.
I didn't notice anything different in your regular speech than that.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, get your fingers ready. We're going to give away some golf coming up here in just a second. 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. I want to say congratulations to Dave Bernard of Orange Beach. You get the two rounds of golf with Cart here at Timber Creek and the 2 hours of bay time on this Top Tracer range. Dude, you are absolutely going to enjoy it for sure. Congratulations very much. Let me go ahead and get you the official World Golf Rankings on the PGA Tour, that presented by Rolex. John Rahm remains number 1. Colin Morikawa is number 2. As we mentioned, Victor Hovland is number 3. Patrick Cantlay, who is playing at Pebble Beach, he is one stroke back right now. He is number 4 in the official World Golf Rankings. Dustin Johnson has moved down to 5. Roy McIlroy has moved to number 6. Justin Thomas is 7th. Xander Schauffele is 8th. Bryson DeChambeau at 9. And Hideki Matsuyama is number 10. He'll round out the top 10 of your official World Golf Rankings. When we move over to the ladies, we've got a new number 1. Jin Young Ko goes back to number 1. Nelly Korda goes to 2. Lydia Ko, congratulations to her. She got a nice win last week. Played extremely well. She is number 3. NB Park is number 4. Sin Young Kim, 5. Danielle Kang, she's already picked up a win this year at where you were, Bobby, just a couple weeks ago down in Orlando at the Hilton Garden Grand Vacations. Excuse me, the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions. So Danielle Kang is 6th. Yuka Sasso, 7. Minji Lee is 8. Nasa Harioka is 9. Why do awesome. I do that? Why do you have to
fun.
Do that, Bobby?
What
do you
fun.
Do? All right, and then, of course, Brooke Henderson, the Canadian. She rounds out the top 10 of your official world golf rankings on the LPGA Tour. All those presented by Rolex. Okay. Speaking real quick, let me just mention the GCGA Tour, again, our two-day, two-man, two-course event, Birdies by the Bay. We will be cranking that up at 12:30 at Lake Forest. It's a first day is a scramble. The second day will be four ball. That will be at Quail Creek on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, Lake Forest, Quail Creek. We're excited about it. You can go to GCGATour.com if you would like more information. And to register, grab a friend. You still have time. You can become a member. You can also, and there's a lot of bennies by becoming a member of the GCGA Tour. But having fun on the golf courses is one of them for sure.
That's right. You got a lot of great sponsors on there. And if you haven't checked it out, please do so. I play when I can. It's a fun event. I encourage everybody to get playing. Rob, you need to come out and play.
Yes.
David Musu, you need
yes.
to get inside. I'm tired of being the only pro out
no,
there.
And let me just mention real quick, okay? Bobby, typically, whenever we have a two-man event, it's always me and Bobby, right?
Yes.
Now, we picked up a little hardware. It's a little crystal from there.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
a couple
yeah.
of times, okay?
I love it.
So Bobby said, you know what? I think 2022, I'm making a change. I'm not going to be your. I'm not going to be your roomie anymore. Okay,
going yeah. on? This is not, big news.
Not yet. It's big news. We divorced.
Yeah.
And so I'm now married to Joey Johnson.
I can see the headline tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, but we're going to have fun. We'll be playing with Matt Brandt of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill and Butch Adams. We'll have a lot of fun. There'll be some great guys out there, some great golf out there, and we're real excited about it. But do check it out, GCGATour.com. And, Bobby, thank you for mentioning some of our sponsors. We've got some really neat ones. You heard the Bridgestone just a few moments ago. Like everybody, there's some issues going on, but they have, over this past week, we've really done some neat things with them that we're excited that we'll be sharing with you very, very soon.
And I went to the PGA show, and I went to the Bridgestone booth, and I mentioned your name, and everybody lit up.
They're like, he owes me money.
No.
Okay.
No, your relationship with them is intact and very, very positive.
Yeah,
there's
some
add.
Good folks over there.
They spoke very highly of
you. Thank you for that. Dan Murphy, the president's a great guy, of course. You know, Elliot Mello, head of marketing.
They all said the same.
Adam Rayberg, I mean, David.
I got to talk to them on the show before, but I never met them in person.
Yeah.
So that
good
was
people.
A treat.
Good people. Well, we're excited. We're excited for sure. All right. So let's get into. We only got a few minutes left here, Bobby. Before we go any further, would you like to go ahead and give away something at Quail Creek?
Yeah, we'll give two rounds of golf, cart and green fee, some range balls to help you warm up, and I'm going to throw in a hamburger, fries, and your favorite.
Look at that.
Beverage, not adult beverage.
Yes.
Your favorite.
So you
want some sweet tea or whatever, but you get burger, fries, and a drink, and two rounds of golf,
nice
some
prize.
Range balls.
That is awesome.
That's a nice
All right.
prize.
Listen, what number would you like? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What number would you like?
7.
Okay. We'll take the 7th phone call at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106.
Lucky
you're going
seven.
To get two rounds of golf with cart. Some range balls, and then you're going to have lunch to go with it—a hamburger, some fries—and I'm going to tell you,
your burger's great, isn't it?
Y'all do it. They do a great job over there. They
That's
really
right.
do a great job. So
that's cool.
So yeah, good luck to the lines—they're firing up right now. So good stuff. All right, we were talking a little bit about the PGA Tour, what's happening with them. You
yes.
wanted to come back to that and talk about it for just a moment.
Well, thank you. And, again, just preface everything by that. We're all kind of learning about this, and it's a fluid situation. So anything that I'm saying is really just a coffee discussion right now. But I'm a little bit concerned in that everything seems to be getting divided right now. And I caution the PGA Tour members and players to walk softly, to maybe not just watch the verbiage that you use because it does have an effect on the game of golf itself. I understand Phil Mickelson's points. Probably, if you were to guess, I would say 24 months down the road, the PGA will probably look at that policy and probably change it, and that the player will have more influence over their rights. And at the same time, I'll just ask the players to remember where they got that nice luxury house, and that was in their affiliation with the PGA.
Rob, let me stop you there for just a second.
Yes.
People forget that.
I know.
Okay, they forget that.
I know.
All right?
I mean,
we've had this conversation how many times over breakfast?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That folks, once they got money in their pocket, they forget how they got there.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking Phil. Phil's one of my
right.
besties. I love Phil to death, okay?
Yep.
But he goes back. He recognizes the fact of what the PGA Tour has done for him, what golf has done for him, the type of life it has provided for him.
Yes, good.
So he
good.
Appreciates that. So money's not an issue for Phil.
No, exactly.
I think it's more of the rights and what the PGA Tour owns that they do not own now.
Yes.
But let's remember, that's why you made all that money, too.
Yeah.
Okay, you gave that up. And I'm not saying you're signing your soul over to the devil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you kind of did. Okay?
Yeah.
So, hey, look, real quick, we've got just a second here. Let's go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in Tiger Mike, calling in from Destin. Tiger, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, man, doing good. At least the sun's out today. I got to give it that.
There is no doubt.
Hey, y'all were talking about the players being over Far East or wherever they are, on the other side of the world.
There you go.
But my question is this, TV rights and all that. How many people in the United States are actually going to be up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning watching that? I guess Dubai and them places have money. They just throw it. They're just throwing off a float to them.
Well, I tell you, Tiger, we're going to have to let you go here because we're almost out of time. But so thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer that question, you're right. Who's going to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Here's what's going to happen. A lot of these folks, because of who's playing, will DVR it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There may be a delay. You may find that they start up some kind of channel or something where they delay that so you're able to see it maybe beginning at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll start seeing some early morning. And it just depends on where they go around the world will depend on that time.
Kind of
is
like
my
the
thought.
British Open.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd
because
be
who
very similar to
don't
that.
We all love that?
Yeah.
Don't we all love that? So, by the way, congratulations to Randy Fry of Daphne. You get that power pack. How'd you like that?
Randy
lunch
Fry.
Lunch pack? What do you call it? Fry. What do you want to call it? Lunch pack? Power pack? Which one, Bobby?
I like power pack.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Power pack.
That's powerful.
Okay. So, congratulations to Randy. Hey, we're about out of time. I want to thank our producers for sure. Philip Bush back there. Answering the phones and taking care of our phone duties. And Dalton Orwick, you can listen to Dalton, our good friend Dan Brandon, each and every day, Monday through Friday, for the morning Mobile Mornings. And if you don't know Dalton and Dan, you should check it out. They do a wonderful job every morning.
Yes.
Never been on that show before, Bobby.
Dan, anybody listen to them?
That's right. But no, they do a great job, so we appreciate what they're doing. Before we get out of here, all right, Rob, one more time, real quick on your top tracer out.
Yeah, and I encourage everybody. We have a Wednesday night league as well on the top tracer, and we pick a 9 holes each week. Come on out Wednesday night, 5 o'clock.
Be a lot of fun. You'll certainly enjoy it, Bobby. You got a lot of things going on. You got the bullpen on Wednesdays. You got it on Saturdays. Got a lot of things going on at Quill
Creek. Like we say, we have a game for everybody.
That's
come
exactly
see
right. Whether
like
you
that.
Want to bet one penny
ooh.
Or Franklin.
Or 15 cents.
You're crazy.
It's all right there. Guys, it has been a ton of fun. Thank you for hanging out with us. Remember this. Let's hit a knee. Let's say a prayer. God bless America. Until next week, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.